I'm Jim Bertel reporting. South Korea says it intends to continue discussions with North Korea about holding the high-level talks Pyongyang canceled yesterday.
위원들은 4월 27일 남북 정상회담
South Korean presidential spokesman Kim Yong-kyum says the National Security Council reaffirmed that the Panmunjom Declaration calls for a smooth Korea summit. They also agreed to continue talking to their North counterparts to promptly hold the high-level talks. South Korea also said it will work to ensure the summit between North Korea and the United States takes place next month. The World Health Organization says the outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo has spread to a city, raising fears of a new epidemic of the deadly virus. The new case has been confirmed in one of three health zones in Madanka, a city of more than 1 million people. The WHO Director General is calling it a concerning development. The agency says it is deploying about 30 experts to conduct surveillance in the city. An initial batch of 4,000 experimental Ebola vaccines arrived Wednesday in the capital, Kinshasa. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is hosting 2 days of talks in Washington with Chinese officials. The White House says these meetings are a continuation of the talks held in Beijing 2 weeks ago and will focus on rebalancing the United States-China bilateral economic relationship. Pakistani authorities say security forces have hunted down and killed a senior pro-Islamic State militant in Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military identified the slain extremist commander as Salman Basidi. He headed a banned group. This is VOA News. A year after the special counsel investigation into alleged Russian collusion began, President Trump's lawyer is telling Robert Mueller to wrap it up. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Attorney Rudy Giuliani says Robert Mueller has all the facts to make a decision after 12 months of investigating Russian interference and Trump associates. Giuliani, appearing on Fox News Channel, said Mueller should bring it to a close, saying that he's gotten 1.4 million documents and has interviewed 28 witnesses, and he has nothing, says Giuliani. The president's legal team has been weighing whether to allow Trump to sit for an interview with Mueller. So far, the special counsel's office has charged 19 people, including 4 Trump campaign advisors. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump disclosed in a financial report filed with the government's ethics watchdog that he reimbursed his personal lawyer more than $100,000 for unspecified expenses. In the report, Mr. Trump acknowledged that he had fully reimbursed his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, for expenses incurred in 2016. Trump's lawyers have previously said the president reimbursed Cohen for the $130,000 payment Cohen had made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in the final weeks of the 2016 U.S. presidential election to keep her quiet about an alleged sexual affair she had with Trump 10 years earlier. Trump has denied the affair. Royal watchers are counting down the hours until Saturday's royal wedding. Before Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can say I do, royal wedding organizers are staging a rehearsal. AP's Charles Deledzma reports.
Planners will use the practice session to finalize some of the details of Saturday's gala wedding at St. George's Chapel in the grounds of Windsor Castle. The festivities will include a 25-minute carriage ride outside the castle grounds by the newlyweds, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, after the ceremony is concluded. A large military contingent will also take part, reflecting Harry's years of military service. It's still not clear who will walk Markle down the aisle. Her father, Thomas Markle, had been selected for that role, but is reportedly ill with heart problems. Markle's mother, Doria Ragland, may take Thomas Markle's place if needed. Charles Deledzma, London.
A Hawaiian volcano blasting out ballistic blocks the size of kitchen appliances, and the authorities are warning it could get worse. General Kenneth Hara of Hawaii's National Guard says air evacuations may or may not be necessary. Mount Kilauea erupted almost 2 weeks ago, with lava destroying dozens of homes and forcing hundreds of people to be evacuated. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.